Welcome to the Relationship and Wellness Podcast with Nicola Beer. Nicola runs transformational breakthrough programs for individuals and couples and has several award-winning audio programs. She also runs a holistic life therapist certification program where you can get paid to guide clients to profound change and work from the comfort of your own home. For details, visit www.nicolabeer.com today. Please note, places are limited and are available on first-come, first-served basis.
Hi and welcome. Today I'm going to be talking to you about the pain of being cheated on with someone that you know. Whether that's a friend, a maid, a nanny, a close family member. For those that go through this experience, the double betrayal can be crushing. Finding out that your partner has cheated on you can turn your whole world upside down anyway. What you believe to be a loving, harmonious relationship can be taken away within seconds because the one person you trusted with all your heart has broken it into a million pieces with their unfaithful actions. Added to this, there is the double pain if the person your partner cheated on you with is someone you already know or are related to. Whether it's, as I mentioned, a close friend, a family member, a nanny, a maid that lives with you, a neighbour, it can leave you feeling doubly let down. Statistics show that over 50% of adults who had an affair choose to be unfaithful with someone the couple knew, like a close friend. Around 29% of affair partners were someone both individuals knew, like a neighbour or a colleague, and the remainder were random acquaintances or off-chance meetings. Even though these stats highlight how common it is for a person to cheat on their partner with someone they both know, of course it doesn't make the situation any less painful for the person that's been cheated on. It leads to double betrayal, and a lot of people who have found out that their partner is cheating on them with someone close to them, they may feel doubly hurt and total embarrassment for not sensing that something was happening before. Knowing that two people close to you have been sneaking around behind your back can make you question everything. Everything you believed in can be shattered, and you're left questioning, what did you do wrong? Where did you go wrong? Many people will say to me, how did I miss this, Nicola? How did I let it happen? Are they more attractive than me? Did I push them together? Have they been laughing at me behind my back? They've made such a fool of me. Did they enjoy it? How could they be so cruel to crush my heart and life like this? It's so natural for a person who's been cheated on to have so many thoughts running through their mind. You might not be able to switch off thinking about it, and all the times you left your husband alone with the person they cheated with, especially if it's a family member, nanny or close friend. Going through these obsessive thoughts of your partner with someone else is natural because you seek answers. We all want to know why something bad has happened so you can prevent it happening again. But the reality is there is a multitude of reasons why a person has an affair, why a person cheats. And in most cases, it has absolutely nothing to do with the partner who has been cheated on. According to sex therapist Esther Perel, someone who is happy in their relationship might cheat because they're in the process of discovering or rediscovering who they really are. Perhaps because they feel as though they've lost part of themselves. And this is definitely something I see. When people come to me and they do my 3-day breakthrough intensive and they want to understand, why have I cheated, Nicola? Why have I lied? Why, when I love my husband or wife, have I risked my whole family? And often it's because they've lost themselves. They've become so entwined into the family life or relationship, they don't know who they are. Or they've lost their friends, they've lost their career, they've lost something. The affair helps them to escape and helps them learn about themselves. In the past year, I've worked with over 25 couples around the world where a partner has cheated with someone who is loved and trusted by the couple. In Dubai, the norm is to have a maid or a nanny to help run the house and look after the children, be there as a support. The majority of maids and nannies live in the family home, which means they become members of the family and are highly trusted. Sadly, a lot of the maids come from poorer countries, and so they seek freedom by doing whatever they think will grant them this sense of freedom, especially making a move to seduce the man of the house. Not all maids do this, of course. However, I think it's worth mentioning, as I do get several couples come to me every single month where an affair with a maid has happened, or where a maid is flirting and looking after the man in the house and ignoring the wife. It can be very difficult to rebuild trust after cheating with a maid, a live-in nanny in the home. It's difficult to know when unfaithful behaviour is happening at home if all parties live in the same house. However, in 1 month, I had one woman who forgot something for work and walked in on her husband and the maid making it out on the sofa. And another lady I recently worked with, Victoria, caught her husband in the act whilst coming out of the maid's bedroom. Startled, she asked him, "What are you doing in there?" And he confessed. She was mortified, as she would never have assumed this would happen between the man that she loved, trusted, and had been married to for 14 years, and the woman she confided in, supported financially to build a home for herself back home, in her home country, and someone that she trusted with her children. Victoria was doubly hurt, confused, and it felt like she'd been stabbed several times over her chest and stomach, as she described it. The double betrayal made her question herself. She felt so naive, too trusting and stupid to be so kind to someone that was coming onto her husband. Other women have come to me suspicious, where they just get a sense or a feeling that something isn't right, that something is off. It may not be an affair, but they can feel left out in their own home and often decide to change the live-in help that they have hired. Double betrayal can also occur even closer to home. I worked with a couple where the wife, Sandra's sister, cheated with her husband. Not only did Sandra feel broken, it also impacted the extended family as the parents struggled to believe the affair had happened at first, as they were so distraught. They were saying to Sandra, "It just can't be true. It mustn't be true." This left Sandra feeling alone and let down by everyone around her. She felt like no one cared for her and she had no one to turn to. She wasn't sure who she should be angry with. She was angry with them all. And sadly, she was so angry at herself until I helped her change that. I facilitated the 3-day breakthrough session, 2.5 hours each day for 3 days, where I worked with Sandra on rebuilding the love for herself, boosting her confidence and being able to regain her trust in herself, because she was blaming herself for being so stupid before, and that if her family could disregard her so easily, she must be unlovable. We worked on rebuilding a life without pain and anxiety of being hurt again. There is an unwritten expectation that your loved ones will protect you. And so when they break that trust, it can be so difficult to trust again. And this is often a big worry when people come to me. What if I can never trust again, Nicola? Or sometimes they say, "I never will. I'll never be able to be in a relationship and trust. And I'll never be able to trust a friend again." However, through the healing process in the breakthrough sessions, which I also teach in my holistic life therapist course, it's about understanding that it's not a bad thing to trust others, to see the good in people. And it's certainly not a reflection on the person betrayed. And that once we build up your confidence, your self-love, and knowing that you are worthy, that you are enough, that you deserve to be happy, that you deserve good things, and that cheating is always the choice by the cheater, people can become free. And they can go on to create an amazing future where they do attract loving, positive people in their life. In the US, UK, and Australia, I've had cases where a close friend of the couple's tries it on with the wife or the husband at a barbecue or a family party or after a few drinks, one evening out, It's easy for people to develop relationships with close friends as you see them regularly at social events, on group holidays, where everyone spends a lot of time together. And you wouldn't think if two of the couple went to bed and left the other partners to just stay up drinking if you're on holiday, and that's when sometimes connections are formed. I worked with Ben, whose single friend was overly friendly with his wife, and initially he didn't think anything of it. In fact, he thought it was good. His friend was looking out for his wife until he saw inappropriate photos and messages being exchanged between the two. After reading through all the messages in the email between his friend and his wife, he found out that they'd been having an affair on and off for 2 years whilst they would go to their holiday home with their group of friends. Ben immediately wanted to get rid of their holiday home as it was now tainted with bad memories. This had repercussions on their other friends, as Ben wanted to distance himself from everyone. He couldn't stand being in that family holiday home. When they went to sell it, he felt disgusted and so hurt. And this meant breaking up their children's connections. The children also had to lose their connection to the holiday home and all of their friends where they spent every summer. Double betrayals can involve multiple losses and adds to the shame and the pain of dealing with an affair. This type of betrayal is difficult to process because it means dealing with a double hurt, double the confusion, and double the grief. In most cases, a person can lose connection with one or two people that they were so close with and loved. In other circumstances where a partner cheats with someone outside of your family and friends circle, it makes it easier to never have to see the affair partner ever again. However, when it's a close friend or family member, it can add a whole other level of guilt or regret in having them no longer in your life or when trying to move forward, especially if the other family members or friends are saying, forgive them, they didn't mean it, let it go. It can be so hard. Having over 10 years of experience working with couples around the world, I've helped so many heal after an affair, rebuild their connection, the trust, the closeness, let go of negativity and resentment, improve their communication, and align their goals, dreams, and values. I'm going to be sharing with you my top three techniques here that have had great outcomes when working with one person or two people in the couple. The first is the what-if reframing process. It's so powerful and I love to do it with people. Something I hear all the time, again and again, is people asking what if questions. So I'm going to share this process with you, and you can do this with me. This is what the what if questions that I often hear when people have been cheated on. What if they cheat again? What if I never forgive them or forget? What if I never want to have sex with them again? What if I cannot get the images out of my head? What if once a cheater, always a cheater? What if I forgive and they think that they can get away with it? What if they don't really want to be with me? What if they think of them when they're having sex with me? What if they compare my body and looks to them? What if I didn't find out? Would they carry on for years? What if I'm second choice? What if I can never trust again? What if I can't look at them in the same way? What if I will never get over this? What if I deserve this? What if they're only with me for the children? What if they don't really want me but feel guilty? What if they are with me for financial reasons only? What if they don't love me? What if they are still lying to me? What if I cannot tell what is the truth and what's not? It is so natural for the mind to go through all of these what-if scenarios to try and make sense of the whole situation. This what-if process can be dangerous if we allow it to take over our mind. All these questions come from a place of fear, going through the double betrayal and pain again. However, by reframing the questions into a more positive light, we can turn them into one of our greatest assets. For example, if you decided to stay with your romantic partner, you could say to yourself, "What if this is what we needed to bring us together? What if, faced with the reality of losing me, everything shifts for the better? What if I give them a chance and it's perfect? What if we're able to learn and grow from this lesson together? What if we have no idea how it will work, but it could be the best thing that's ever happened in our lives? What if we grow to love each other even more and create a new relationship? What if this leads us to get the relationship and communication coaching that we both need so that we can both be happier? What if they realise how much they love me and we create an exciting future together? What if this brings the whole family closer together? What if this means that our sex life will get back to that steamy, passionate sex that we had at the beginning? Or, if you decide to leave the relationship, what if I have the best life being single and focusing on my dreams, goals and needs? What if this was a wake-up call that I needed to turn my life around? What if my children thrive having more one-to-one time with each parent and seeing us happier apart? What if I use this to recreate a new life for myself, reinvent myself with purpose and passion? What if I go on to meet the love of my life, my soulmate? What if this change is the best thing to ever happen to me? This is a technique that I teach in the Holistic Life Therapist training, and it has great success with the clients who book sessions with me. So why not do this for yourself? Whatever you're going through in your relationship right now, if your head is full of negative what-ifs, create a list of positive what-ifs. So the second thing that is really powerful is the special process of hypnotherapy that I create and teach. So I do my hypnotherapy in a little bit of a different way. It doesn't have anything negative in it. It's full of positive affirmations. And it's in between a hypnotherapy and a meditation. It's certainly not me controlling anybody. I design the script and the affirmations with the client, and then I help them embed them in their subconscious mind so they feel really good about themselves. Because so many people will have so much anxiety, sometimes PTSD, as you may have heard on my other podcast where I talk about post-traumatic affair trauma. And this is because cheating can cause so much shock to the body, to the mind, to the emotions, that the unconscious mind wants to protect you. So it keeps giving you warnings. Warning, don't trust anyone. Warning, everything they're saying to you is a lie. Warning, they don't really love you. They don't really like you. You're not safe. You're not secure. And these can really send someone into a negative spin. I do hypnotherapy often. My version of hypnotherapy on the last day of my 3-day breakthrough session, and I also have it in my audio programs where people can get 3-in-1 self-confidence program, relationship transformation, and 30 mindset shifting meditations, hypnotherapy tracks for sleep, calmness, confidence, and happiness. So they get all 3 at the moment for that bundle. So hypnotherapy is a great tool to help people reframe with the process of using guided visualization to see situations that can cause anxiety in a different way to reduce the fear and increase self-confidence in handling all life's situations. Feeling more at peace and with the right affirmations, you can develop healthier responses when you're awake to difficult situations in life, like dealing with an affair and the aftermath of an affair and all the things that come with it. A meta-analysis of over 15 studies found that hypnotherapy was highly successful in controlling anxiety for a range of highly stressful situations. In fact, over 50% of the participants in all the 15 studies reported reduced stress and anxiety levels following hypnotherapy sessions, compared to the control groups who didn't use hypnotherapy as a healing tool. And that came from choosingtherapy.com. 2021, if you want to check out that study. And in fact, in the 1940s, hypnotherapy was introduced into the UK system by the British Medical Association. So it's been used for medical, for mental health purposes for such a long time. And there are so many people now are into hypnobirthing. It's just really helping people to relax, and you can give instructions, positive instructions, to change things. And then the last tip for you is to be so loving and patient with yourself. Finding out the two people that you've trusted have broken your heart can leave you feeling resentful, angry, which is totally natural. And it's also important to not attack yourself, which can be so easy to do. The sadness, the pain is so difficult. So really, really love yourself and be kind to yourself. And you can do this in all kinds of ways. You may have heard me talk on another podcast before that I really believe when you're going through difficult emotional things, you treat yourself like you've got the flu, or maybe like you've got COVID for those that have the symptoms. And you literally don't expect much from yourself. You watch feel-good movies or comedies. You surround yourself with a loving, warm blanket, and you take things easy. You also do exercise, even if you can't do much, just walking to help your body. You fuel yourself with loving, nurturing foods. You maybe treat yourself to nice skincare products, a massage. Just really nurture your skin, your body, and your mind. And being patient with yourself. Start by reframing the what-if questions. Allow yourself to be angry and hurt and all over the place. Going through a double betrayal can have such a deep impact on the ability to see the good in people, see the good in life. And so if you're struggling for a long time with letting go, with feeling not good enough, ashamed, hurt, then it's important to get some help. Whilst everything I'm mentioning is totally natural, if you stay stuck in this place, treat yourself to getting some support to get out of it. It's definitely not your fault. There are countless reasons why people have an affair, and this doesn't link to you and who you are as a person. It's always a choice. And remind yourself that it's so easy to get caught up in mixing what is the truth and what's not the truth. You can spend so much time analysing every single date in the calendar, analysing every time you trusted them or you went out. You may be searching for answers and clues. You may be stalking the social media. You may be waking up in the night and wanting to check the phone records. You may be wanting to ask loads of other people and put all the pieces in the puzzle together. And whilst this is a natural process at the beginning for your mind to try and piece it all together, there comes a point where you need to say to yourself, is this helping me? Is this really helping me? Please know that you are enough. You are lovable. You are interesting. You are significant. And you are special. And there's no one like you. And you deserve to be loved. And I posted on my social media yesterday because I loved the quote so much that I kind of wrote. And this is, love is not to be and shouldn't be forced, brought, chased after, or measured. Love is simply to be enjoyed. So enjoy the love in your life. Love yourself. Accept love from those that are safe, those that haven't hurt you, those that love you. Receive the love. Know that you are worthy of being loved. And take the right steps to help yourself through this. If you're finding yourself stuck in a cycle of negative thoughts, if you're finding it hard to focus on your day-to-day life, if you're just fed up of feeling insecure and not good enough, then do reach out to me. Go to my website. You can see and read more about my 3-day breakthrough program, which has helped so many people in this position. You can also email me at nb@nicolabeer.com if you would like to have me email you the details. I'd be more than happy to do that so you can review. And if you're interested in joining the holistic life therapy training, it'll be amazing to have you in the program. So you can also go to the website nicolabeer.com for more details on that. And lastly, if you're looking for support, if you're stuck with anything not going quite right in your relationship right now, then do join the Relationship and Wellness Facebook group with me. You can just search Nicola Beer in the groups, or Relationships Nicola Beer in the groups, and find it. And do join us. There's a huge community now. People going through great times in their relationship, difficult times in their relationship. People asking really interesting questions. I create some videos in there to help you with the topics that you send to me. And I'd love to connect with you more personally. From my heart to yours, wishing you an awesome week ahead. Take care.
Thanks for listening to the Relationship and Wellness Podcast with Nicola Beer. If you are interested in finding out more about becoming a holistic life therapist, would like to get Nicola's mentorship directly, or check out the award-winning audio programs, visit www.nicolabeer.com today. Subject to availability, a waitlist may apply.